Anyway, now there's a little link to this as well, because the annual Drimna Festival kicks off again in roughly 2 weeks on Friday the 17th of May, and it will be launched by boxing legend Michael Caruth. And the weekend festivities will see, among other things, the Drimna Parade with Crumlin Community Youth Band, the street performers, majorettes, vintage cards, and local groups all participating. Now, on the line to tell us a little bit more about all this is local Fine Gael area representative and public relations officer for the event, Paul Campbell. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, John.
Paul, fair play to you.
Great to see so many ladies in your life.
Yeah, you're just jealous, Paul. Yeah, they're all children, of course. Most of them are children, yeah. It cost me a fortune. But anyway,
I will believe it.
Paul, listen, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us on Good Morning Dublin here. Paul, how are the preparations going at the moment?
We're getting all excited now, so we're getting there. There's a whole huge amount of people on the committee. We've been meeting since before Christmas every month, and now it's every 2 weeks. We've people from, we've the Gardaí representative, we've the Dublin City Council, we've lots of strands of the Drimna community all working on this. So hopefully it'll come off to a great start, and all we need is people to turn up now and enjoy it.
Well, that's it. It's free. Well, that's why we're giving it plenty of notice, because we're going to keep this going now. We're going to get the ball rolling on this today, and we're going to keep this going, and we're going to try and keep this in the public eye for anybody up around the Drimna, and indeed on the whole south side, anybody around the Dublin 12,
everybody's
Dublin
8, welcome to Drimna.
All around that area, down all around that area. So, as you said, Paul, it takes a lot to get this going. You said you started from Christmas. Now, we just get that date right, isn't it? Friday the 17th of May.
Friday the 17th on Friday evening. We're kicking off with the Drimna Parade at 6 p.m.
Right.
And as you said, the Crumlin Community Youth Band, which I was a member as a child myself, would you believe?
What did you play?
The drums.
Well, you're going to be...
I might have a bash of the drums that day.
Fair play. You're going to be sorry. You'll have every band in Dublin looking for you now, because you can never get enough drummers. But anyway, come on.
But that's with the parade. It starts off at Drumard Road, and we're ending up at Keeper Road Boxing Club via Morn Road. And that'll bring us to Keeper Road Boxing Club, where Michael Caruth, as you say, is going to be launching it with special guests. Even I've been kept in the dark of who the special guests are.
Okay,
so that's
secret
it is.
Do you know if he's a Drimna local or Crumlin local?
I haven't a clue.
We don't know.
Our chairman told me, I'm not telling you, and that's that.
Very good, we don't know. Well, that's good, yeah.
So that's the launch, and we'll have a boxing exhibition, depending on the weather, it'll be inside or outside, but everybody's welcome. The best thing about this festival is, in the times we're in, everything is free.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
have you got girl boxers as well involved in that club?
The Keeper Road Boxing Club is organised. I'm sure there is. I wouldn't know too much.
Right, no, don't worry. No,
I can only imagine most boxing clubs do have male and female.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping the thread going with young Megan Felton Doyle there. You know, that's
true.
All. Yeah,
that's
go
true.
Ahead.
And hopefully she can arrive as well, so we can all get an hour before
If she wins the All Ireland, wouldn't it be great to have her there as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. We never know. We could organise that. We might be able to organise that. Yeah. Come on, Paul. Yeah.
So 9 o'clock.